Relief agencies spend millions of dollars each year in Angola helping victims of a civil war that's dragged on for four decades. But until recently, a major effect of the war largely has been ignored, the devastating impact on the mental health of Angolans. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Luanda.
The singing and dancing lend an air of normalcy to this refugee camp a few miles outside the Angolan capital, but the children here are anything but normal. They are from the fourth generation of Angolans to have been born during this country's seemingly endless war. A charity group called the Christian Children's Fund organizes the singing and dancing as a way of helping the children forget, at least for a while, the horrors so many of them have endured. Feliciana Masenge works with the children.
The songs and dances help the children to discharge the stress and nervousness and helps them for a moment to be happy in a normal way. We don't believe that they will forget at all the things that they've suffered, but this helps.
The Christian Children's Fund has compiled some staggering statistics about these children of war. 82% of the children in Angola's refugee camps have come under fire at some point in their young lives. 33% have been wounded. More than two-thirds say they have seen people killed. An equal number say they have seen people tortured. 25% lost their sight or hearing. 24% lost a limb. One of those is 7-year-old Eduardo, whose right arm was shot off at the shoulder 10 months ago. His mother, Bernarda, explains what happened when rebels of the UNITA movement came to her village.
The enemy came into my village and I had one child on my back and Eduardo at my side. They started shooting. First they shot my husband dead as he tried to protect us. Then they shot my baby on my back, dead. Finally, they shot Eduardo's arm off. He hasn't spoken a word since.
Falling mute is a common reaction among children in a war zone. Julia Antonio of the Christian Children's Fund has met children who run and hide at the sound of any airplane or who become hysterical when they mistake a tapping pencil for the sound of bullets. Antonio is concerned about what she calls transgenerational trauma. Each generation experiences the trauma of war, then passes it on to their children who have new experiences of their own, which they pass on as well.
In a so-called normal place, this might be called post-traumatic syndrome. But in Angola, it is not after. The trauma is still going on. We are still at war.
Some experts believe the cumulative effect of these four decades of war is that Angola has become a much more violent society. Dr. Carlinos Zazala, a prominent psychologist, says Angolans have learned to resort to violence first. Even small children are caught in the cycle.
Any argument between two people almost immediately turns to a threat from one of them saying, "I will kill you." And they mean it, and often do. Kids sometimes find a body in the street. They will kick it. It means they don't have any sensitivity for life.
Carlinda Montero is the program director of a project that trains volunteers to teach adults to be less violent. She believes the volunteers must first unlearn their own violent habits before they can help others. It was only after joining this program, she says, that some of the volunteers stopped beating their own children. Montero believes the violence in Angolan society as a whole is helping to perpetuate the war.
How can you think another alternative if you don't know it? How can you think on peace if you don't know what it means? What is peace? You have an idea, maybe, but what it means?
Even if the war ended tomorrow, mental health workers here believe it will take generations to weed the violence out of the Angolan soul. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Luanda.